Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Zayin. The Gemara, towards the bottom of Amar Aleph, brings the memra of Rav Gidol, in the name of Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, in the name of Rav. If I have a bayis, a house, that inside the house, if I measure from the ceiling to the floor, you don't have yud tvachim. However, if you're standing outside and you count the walls of the house together with the roof, then you have 10 tefachim. So the halacha is, al gagoy mutter l'taltel b'kuloy, on the roof, I'm allowed to move around, I mean, metaltel as much as I want, on the whole area. However, b'teichai e metaltelin boy ela b'dalet amis. Inside this bayis, I could only be metaltel within 4 amis. And Rashi explains that on the roof, it has a regular din of a Rosh HaSayachid, because it's a Dalet al Dalet, and from the outside it has a Mechitza of Yud, so it's a regular Rosh HaSayachid, and there's no restrictions on how much and how far you're allowed to carry on the roof. However, inside, where indoors I don't have a Goiva, a height of Yud, I can't be Metaltal Dalet Amis. And Rashi says, Dibur HaMaschel Ela B'Dalet, the kivon de loy gavaya ha mechitza yod have a karmelis. Since the mechitza is not gavaya yod, it's a karmelis. And that's the discussion in the Gemara over there. The Gemara is trying to figure out a different memra of Rabbi Yechanan, how to understand in karmelis p'chusa me'arba. However, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel says, b'soichai ein metaltalin ela b'dalet amis, my taima. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the reason why b'seichai I can only be metal to dalat ames is because it's not chazi ledira. He doesn't say just because I don't have a mechitza of yud. He says the reason why when the inside doesn't have a mechitza of yud, it doesn't have a shem rishus hayachid indoors, is because it's not chazi ledira. This seems to be a fundamental machlekes rishayim. Why, when I don't have mechitzas of yud inside, even though I have mechitzas of yud outside, why the inside is not a rishus hayachid? Rashi seems to say because I don't have a mechitza. I have to have a mechitza yud indoors. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, and the Ran as well, that the reason why I don't have a shem rishus hayachid indoors is because it's not chazi ledira. In order for something to have a shem rishus hayachid, it has to be royal ledira, a place where it's comfortable to live. If I don't have walls indoors that are 10 tefachim high, that's not called chazi ledira. Perhaps this shaila of the Rishayim could make a difference in a chakira that Bir Halacha clears. If you look in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Mem Hei, the Mechaber brings this halacha, Bayish Ein Teichi Asara, the Kiruya of Mashlima Lasara, where the inside of the house doesn't have a Teich of Yod. However, with the roof, there's a Shir of Yutfachim, the Yesh by Abba al Arba, and it has a Dalet al Dalet, Toichai Karmelis, Valgabai Rishus Hayachid. The inside has a din of a Karmelis, and on top it has a din of Rishus Hayachid. If you look at the Bir Halacha over there, Bir Halacha says, Toichai Karmelis, Lachayra Pirushai, the Im Hoitzi Mizel Rishus Harabim, Ein Echayiv. If someone were to carry out from the inside of this bayis to Rishus Harabim, he wouldn't be Chayiv. Avol Be'emes, Mr. Pakna, Ulai Min HaTorah, Rishus Hayachid, Hu, Elo de Rabbanon Gazru de Lehevi Karmelis Lachumra. Perhaps this area where the outside has a shear of Yud, just the inside doesn't have a shear of Yud, maybe Midoraisa to Rishos Hayachid. Rather, the Rabbanon were just Gazru that it should be a Karmelis Lachumra, Shle Talta Luboy Elo Ba'arba Amis Afilu Rachav Harbe. That you shouldn't be able to carry in this area more than 4 Amis, even if it's very wide, or Kumashim Sayim HaGemara, like the Gemara Namud Beis says, that the Karmelis gets a Chumrah of a Rishus HaRabim and the Chumrah of a Rishus HaYachid. But the Bir Halacha is saying that perhaps this type of Karmelis has a dinner of Rishus HaYachid Midai Raisa. And not only does it have a dinner of Rishus HaYachid Midai Raisa, we also added the Chumrah of a Rishus HaRabim, like every Karmelis has. Perhaps, I was thinking, this could be totally in how to understand why the inside of this type of house, where the outside has a wall of Yud, and the inside doesn't have a wall of Yud, why is this considered a Karmelis? If you say that the reason why this is a Karmelis and not a Rishus HaYachid is because if it doesn't have a wall of Yud, a Mechitza of Yud from the inside, there's no Mechitza at all, so then I'm missing in the essential component of Rishus HaYachid.
Rosh Hashanah Yachid needs to have a mechitza. If it doesn't have a mechitza of Yud, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So then this won't be Rosh Hashanah Yachid at all, even from the inside. However, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishonim that say that the reason why this bias, which the inside doesn't have a Shir Yud, even though on the outer it has a Shir Yud, is only because of Lechazel Adira, meaning that it has a Shem Mechitza. It has a Shem Mechitza on the inside and a Shem Mechitza on the outside. The only reason why we don't give it a regular dinner of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's a Karmelis, is because it's Lechazel Adira. Perhaps Midai Reis, it is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And perhaps it's only a Karmelis regarding its din on carrying from one place to the other inside this area, that we gave it to Chumer versus Horabim, that I can't carry a Chefetz more than Dalet Amos. But it's a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Midai Reisa, and these could be the two tzadim of the Bir HaLacha. Have a wonderful day.